You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew 11 and verse 30. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We must pay attention always to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yoke is our commitment to follow Jesus, to be a disciple of Jesus. This yoke, we take it willingly and freely upon ourselves. And Jesus is saying that yoke is easy. Excuse me, when Jesus says something is easy, does it mean that thing is easy? Yes, absolutely. That's what it means. It means it is easy. How come many of you are saying it is hard? How come what you are saying is different from what Jesus has said? I hear some of you say, well, I know I should forgive, but it's not easy. But Jesus says, for my yoke is easy. Why are you contradicting Jesus? Why are you speaking against Christ? There is nothing Jesus has called us to do that he has not made grace available. Sometimes it is the hardness of your heart that is making it look as if it is difficult. It is your refusal to be merciful, to be compassionate. Your refusal to be humble and meek. That is the problem. It's not what he asks you to do. And there are a lot of preachers today that has allowed their mind to be infested by Satan. And they are making Christianity look like a difficult endeavor. I will give you an example. Have you heard preachers that says, if you can wake up every night between 12 a.m. and 2 a.m. and just pray for 2 hours, you will hear something. How can you be waiting? And they say you will do it for 6 months. How can you be waking up 12 to 2 every day to pray just to hear something? What is the something you want to hear? Have you not heard some preacher says, if you cannot pray for 10 hours, then you have not begun. You have not begun. I had one even said, if you have not seen Jesus, if Jesus has not appeared to you. I was just wondering, what Bible text are these people reading? Where are they getting this nonsense from? High-sounding nonsense. Pure nonsense. Their intention is to make it look difficult so that they are suggesting to you that what they are saying, they are doing it. So he's invariably telling you that he prays for 10 hours a day. He's telling you that he wake up and pray 2 hours for 6 months. You will hear them say things like, and I fasted for 365 days. Why should that be on the pulpit? Why should we be hearing that you fasted for 365 days? They ask a preacher, and you won't believe the kind of following this man has. They asked him, they said, if somebody is struggling with fornication or masturbation, what should the person do? He said the person should fast for 6 months. And I'm wondering, if you fast for 6 months to overcome fornication, how many months will you use to fast for anger, for envy, for jealousy, for rage, for wrath? How long are you going to fast for lust, for adultery, for lasciviousness, for uncleanliness? How long? You are going to probably spend all your life fasting. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. They are trying to make prayer look difficult. I'm telling you, prayer is simple, brethren. Many of you, unfortunately, is those things you have been hearing. That's why you can't pray. Because they've made prayer look like a difficult venture. They make it look like you must pray for 10 hours. You're asking yourself, what will I say for 10 hours? So you don't even start because you know you can't pray like that. Many of you are not even praying. And Jesus demonstrated prayer to us. He prayed in John chapter 17. It was a conversation between him and the Father. He was just talking the way I'm talking like this. That is prayer. Just sit down somewhere, lie down somewhere, stand up somewhere, kneel somewhere, in any position you like, and just talk to the Father at any time of the day. In heaven, there is no night or day. On earth, we have night and day. But even at that, it's not every part of the earth that experiences night at the same time. So it's not about the physical darkness. In the kingdom of darkness, they don't have light at all. is permanently dark. In the kingdom of God is permanently light. But on earth, we experience light and darkness. Can't you see that that's the reality? Because even spiritually, that's what is happening on earth. There are those who are experiencing light. There are those who are experiencing darkness. As I'm recording this, there is light. But in some part of the world, there is darkness. So it's not about praying at night, praying by 1 a.m. Let me tell you, anywhere they are asking you to pray at a certain time, it is satanic. Go and ask people who are involved in occult practices. There is a certain time they have to pray. Because in the kingdom of darkness, things are hard. Things are difficult. You can't serve Satan. When you join a cult, you can't come out of it. But when you join a church, you can withdraw. You can follow Jesus and stop following him. And Jesus will not say, why did you unfollow me? But in the kingdom of darkness, you can't follow the devil and say you want to get out. They will kill you. Go and ask people who have been involved in cult or who have been involved in occult. They need to pray at certain times. There is a certain time because it's occult practice. The portal they said opens is satanic. It has nothing to do with God. God doesn't have a portal that he opens because you are praying 1 a.m. You see, the concept in the kingdom of darkness is that you must pay a price. The kingdom of God, Jesus has paid the price. So you must deny yourself sleep. That's the kingdom of darkness. It is not so in the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean you can't wake up to pray. It doesn't mean you can't pray early in the morning. Jesus prayed early in the morning. Jesus prayed in the afternoon. Jesus prayed in the evening. We can pray at all times. We can pray without ceasing. There is no time you pray that your prayer is more effective at that time. What is most important is that you pray according to the teachings of Christ. He said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you will ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. I'm telling you, sometimes all you can read is just one verse of the Bible. Just read it and read it prayerfully. Some time ago, I woke up and I was going to preach that day. And I was to do my own personal study time. And I was able to just read like one verse of scriptures that day. And I just looked at that scripture. And I prayed and I went to go and preach. But in the course of my preaching, the Holy Spirit brought me to that scripture I read. And we had to read that scripture. And then the Holy Spirit gave light. That one verse of scripture brought so many light. It was not part of my message. But it came out and we looked at that text. And God just amplified that text. That was just one verse I read in the morning. Am I saying you should read one verse? No. But if that is what your time permits that day, read it, be happy, let it minister to you. Sometimes you can even read Bible and it will not even minister to you. But in the course of the day, scriptures will be coming to your heart and they will be ministering to you. That's what matters ultimately. This way is not a hard way, brethren. It's not a difficult way. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. If somebody is putting burden on you to give money you don't have and you are stretching yourself and it looks as if you want to die, it's not God. It's not God. God is not asking anybody for what they don't have. And even what you have, don't give it if you don't want to give it. God is not going to be against you. We don't serve a God that says, oh, there is money in your account, and you refuse to give me. I had a preacher say that, how can you have $1 million and what you feel to give is $1? You can't tell me it is God that is leading you. Who told you it can't be God? As long as you can't be sure, you don't say it that it can't be God. So because he has $1 million, how much should he give? If that person, that is what the person free feels he wants to give willfully, cheerfully, joyfully, it is acceptable to God. God is not looking for quantity. He's looking for whatever your heart freely wants to give unto him because he has given you all things freely. I'm just saying that Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And be careful so that people do not bring stumbling block your ways and make this Christian way look like a difficult and an impossible way. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.